Let me come back to Shangri-La. You built a new clubhouse. You upgraded the golf courses. You bought the marina in 2012. You built upscale homes there. You said it's not a money-making proposition, but what it's done for that area of Grand Lake and for the entire lake is absolutely enormous. It's a gift that you're giving to the state is what you're doing by building and improving.
Yeah, but all my life I go to work, manage a business, and try not to make the big mistake, okay? And I've done that. I've made a lot of mistakes, but never made the big one. This would be classified as one of those. But it was more out of love. I had been there a couple of years. The guy that bought it, I know him pretty well now. He's well known in town. He's just a very conservative guy. When he bought it, I bid against him, but he beat me out by $150,000. When the economy went down, he called me up, wanted to know if I'd buy it. Well, I did.
Do you want to name him?
Peter Boylan. Peter Boylan. We always treat each other nice. He did so much work in the beginning of that property. It's benefited. He, in fact, got a $24 million TIF that was handed off to us. It's just now coming in, because that comes from ad valorem taxes on houses. But Peter Boylan, I bought it from him. And all I intended to do, I lived in the chateaus, was rebuild that golf course. I thought, you know, I can cut grass. And I thought, you know, I'm getting a little older. This would be something I'll do for the rest of my life. I found out that grass on a golf course is way different in your backyard. But I lucked out. We got good people. First of all, Jason Sheffield, he grew up with my son here in town. He was one of my scholarship kids, and he's truly like a son to me. And Jason just real close to me. Well, Jason's the smartest kid there ever was. At OU, he won all kinds of awards. He was actually working for a builder here in town. And I called him up. I said, I might buy Shangri-La. You want to come run it for me? He said, right now, I do. But he had three kids. Well, no, Brenda was pregnant with the young one. And he said, I don't know if she'll move. Well, she jumped all over it. So anyway, we hired Jason. Right away, we started the clubhouse. It ended up being about five times as big as what we started out. Then we rebuilt the golf course. It had 36 holes. I rebuilt 27. It's not the same golf course. A lot of times the holes are in the same place, but it's totally different. But it is a really great golf course. The grasses, the greens, white sand in the traps. It's as nice a golf course as Cedar or Southern Hills. And I've got 30 members that are members of Southern Hills. They'll tell you the same thing. My son's a member of Southern Hills. It's a very high-level golf course. We have members. We're up to 494. We don't charge as much as nice course here in town because we're up the lake. Most members get to play at a half a year. We get a pretty penny for around the golf. Saturdays is $140. There's only one course in Oklahoma, and that's the one over by Edmond that charges more than that. But we're filled up. We had 18,000 players last year, counting members and people who walk in and pay the $140. It's not a private course, probably never will be, because we need that extra revenue. The money just kept adding up. But, you know, I sold Ameristar 4.5 years ago, and I had some money, and I thought, you know, I'm going to do this right. And I was never going to build a hotel. That's just not me. It's not hard to do the math. They had 360 rooms there. But that was their problem from Davis on to all the other people. It wasn't a bad model. It was just too big. That means in the off season you got 360 rooms empty. We built 120 rooms. We could add 60 more, but we never will. We need a product that's in big demand. July is completely booked. Weekends through the season completely booked. The same hotel in Tulsa would get $90. We get $250. It is a business that this year will make money for the first time in 50 years. Davis, I never knew the guy. I heard so much about him. I know his son, daughter-in-law. He was a really good guy. He was a manufacturer like me from Kansas.
His first name?
Charles Davis.
Yeah.
They never made money up there. I got all the records. It's just so hard, you know, in September, especially Oklahoma, when it's football season, nobody goes up there. You've got to have a different model. Back then, you go play that course for $30 and get a room for $30. So we got a little different model. We just need to get the rooms filled, and we are. There's three markets. There is mom and dad with three kids go spend the weekend. They generally can't go through the week. Then you got the golfers, a couple of buddies go up, or four buddies go up, or man, wife. That's weekend business. The business that we thought would be hard to get is corporate businesses that want to go up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Last year, that was 65% of our business. Hmm. And those people that used to go up are coming back, plus new people. 9 out of 10 of them are rebooking. That is phenomenal. Now, the mom and pop and kids, they're coming. We do zero advertising. It's strictly social media, Facebook. I'm from a different, you know, different market. I used to knock doors, but I've got some pretty good people, and we're doing a pretty good job. So we'll see how it goes. We're hoping to get 52% occupancy. It'll make some decent money, but what I got in it, it's 15, 17-year payout. With Shangri-La, I've got a lot of real estate. There's 400 acres there, and we could build homes for the next 10 years. And there is a demand for homes up there now. But I want to tell you, I got some close friends in the home building business. And I feel sorry for them because there's just no money in the home building. Of course, they're better at it than we are. But we're making a little bit on the homes. But every time we sell a home, generally it is to new people that are moving up there for weekend summer homes. Well, that is new revenue instantly to the resort. The hotel, it's not like a Holiday Inn Express. It may look like that in some respect, but we have got the amenities. The pool is designed after a pool at the Turks and Caicos named Beaches, which is put in by the guy who owns all the Sandals. Sandals was just man and wife. All those customers his last 20-something years grew up, they got kids, so he built Beaches. It's actually got 5 resorts. And each one's got its own pool. This pool's absolutely incredible. The design, how it's laid out. You can swim up to a bar. You can go down and play with 100 kids in a spray and splash area and a big bucket dump. It's neat. We've got that and all the amenities. We've got Sea-Doos. We got little sailboats, pontoon boats. We got fishing guides. Of course, you got 27 holes of golf course. I'm a walker. I built 5 miles of walking trail. It really looks like a golf cart track, but it's a walking and jogging trail. The U.S. government pays for part of that.
Hmm.
But anyways, we got 5 miles of track. You got a little airport there. If you got something that can land in 3,400 feet, the lake, the fishing, we got the marina. There's a lot to do, especially for a young family. So it's a good investment. It's not going to go down.
It's not going to go down.
As far as, you know, bad economic times, most of the people that are in there can withstand a recession. The recession 08 and 09, nobody really left except Pete Boylan. He was having a hard time getting the money to build what I built. And, you know, I think he's got the money, but he's a smarter businessman than me. He was going to use somebody else's money. It's a decent investment, very long-term payout. The only thing that I'm concerned about, with the Ameristar, I've sold everything else except these buildings here, and we'll sell these within a year or two, I'm pretty sure. And I got some land over by Ameristar. You know, at my age, I want to liquidate everything, make it as clean as possible. My kids are already taken care of. Everything I've got's going into my foundation, my Christian school foundation, which I'm more proud of than anything.
Yeah.
We already have close to 1,000 students getting a scholarship paid for at Christian private schools.
That's great.
So,
but about Shangri-La, you're still glad you did it?
Oh, yeah. Well,
and you said you hadn't made a mistake and that maybe this was it.
Yeah, because, and I don't mind telling you, I've got $60 million in that place. Hmm. But I get a lot of joy out of it. The first house I bought, I gave it to my brother-in-law and sister. My other 3 sisters, they rebuilt that. Each sister's got its own bedroom. So just a quarter mile away, right down the road, in Chateaus, from my house is my sister's. My kids are there. The house I got, I rebuilt, 7 bedrooms. I get all my kids, all my grandkids up there. That's the only time I see them, you know, everybody's working. Well, I take that back. We all went to Telluride, things like that. But was it a mistake financially? Yeah. I've had it 7 years. I hadn't took a dime out of it. There wasn't a dime to take. We opened. It took quite a bit of money to get through the winter. But everything is there to start pulling out a pretty good chunk every year, starting this year and next. The numbers are there. It's got to. Unless there's a tornado or a fire or something, and of course we're insured. But normally at Ameristar, I put in that kind of money, I'm going to get it back in 3 or 4 years. Here it's going to take maybe 20. But I don't need the money.
You'll be 90.
Yeah. I won't be around then. But my kids enjoy this place.